弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
时间过得很快。
How quickly time has flown by.
几天的特会就来到最后的一天，最后一个早晨了。
A few days of our conference together, we're at the last day, our last morning.
也来到这个今年最后一天。
We also come to the last day of this year.
坐在这里，昨天下午听见我们的弟兄的交通啊。
And I sit with you to hear of our brother's testimony yesterday afternoon.
我想是昨天晚上吧。
Yesterday night.
我就算一算的时间。
And I just take a look at the time.
我认识 Dana 弟兄已经49年半有多了。
Now I have known our brother Dana for over 49 years.
我第一次看见他夫妇是他来带领我们。年轻人的夏令会。
The first time I met Dana and Julia was when they came and ministered to the youth during a summer conference.
他们在讲台上面拿着吉他唱的诗歌，年轻人都非常喜欢。
So Dana with his guitar on the pulpit and he sang and it was very joyful for the young people.
他的交通也叫大家很深刻。
And his sharing with the youth was also very impressive.
但是等到礼拜天的时候
And then Sunday morning comes around.
他就被禁止带吉他上讲台了。
He was asked not to bring his guitar onto the pulpit.
因为那个时候有个年长的弟兄从台湾来。
Because at that time there was an older brother from Taiwan.
他非常反对吉他。
And he was very much against a guitar.
他说接你接我接他不可以。
In the Chinese meaning, with the sound is, I can receive you, I can receive him, but I cannot receive the guitar.
但是没想到他的儿子偷偷买一个吉他放在床底下。
But the brother's son actually bought a guitar and hid it under his bed.
所以那天早晨我们弟兄上讲台以前，我就被吩咐要告诉他说，你不能拿吉他上讲台了。
So I remember that morning before Dana took the pulpit, I was the one appointed to share with our brother, you cannot bring your guitar on the pulpit.
我们感谢主，时间过去了。
We thank the Lord, time has flown by.
一切都会改变。
And the times have gone by and all has changed.
但是我们主没有转动的影儿。
But with our Lord, he changes not. There's no shifting of shadows.
他是满有恩典的主。
He is a gracious Lord.
他以恩典作为我们年岁的冠冕。
And he has crowned our years with his grace.
他的路径都滴下自由。
And his path drops fatness for us.
我们感谢主，我们一生走过来都是主恩手的扶持，他施恩的手帮助我们。
And indeed, throughout our life, his hand was upon us, and his good hand has supported and sustained us.
我们是这要敬拜他。
Indeed, we must bow and worship him.
这几天早晨我和弟兄姊妹们从这个被掳归回特别是第二次神借着以斯拉带着第二批的人回来到耶路撒冷。
These few mornings we have been fellowshipping upon the return of the captivity and specifically the second return that was led by Ezra.
一直来到我们昨天稍微来看到尼希米带着少数的人第三次回到耶路撒冷来的这些的故事。
And yesterday we consider on the third return from captivity how Nehemiah brought a small group of remnant to return.
那今天早晨我们必须要来到第三个部分尼希米的故事来。
This morning we'll look at this third return with the story of Nehemiah.
我们请一同的来看。
Let us look and read together.
尼希米记。
Nehemiah.
我们看尼希米记，我们从来看第二章。
We'll begin reading from Nehemiah chapter 2.
我们看11节、12节。
We'll read from verses 11 and 12.
我到了耶路撒冷，在那里住了三日。我夜间起来，有几个人也一同起来。但神使我心里要为耶路撒冷做什么事，我并没有告诉人，除了我骑的牲口以外，也没有别的牲口在我那里。
So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days, and I rose in the night, I and some few men with me. Neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem, neither was there any beast with me save the beast that I rode upon.
然后我们再看十六节到十八节。
Verses 16 through 18.
我往那里去，我做什么事，官长都不知道。我还没有告诉犹大平民、祭司、贵秀、官长和其余做工的人。以后我对他们说，我们所遭的难，耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。我告诉他们，我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话，他们就说，我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做这善工。
Verse 16, and the rulers knew not whether I went or what I did, neither had I any as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Then said I unto them, ye see the evil case that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, and let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more reproached. And I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also of the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for the good work.
我们看第三章第一节到第三节。
Chapter 3, verses 1 through 3.
那是大祭司以利亚时和他的弟兄众祭司起来建立羊门，分别为圣，安立门上，又筑城墙，到哈米亚楼，直到哈南耶楼，分别为圣。其次是耶利哥人建造，其次是英利的儿子撒克建造，哈西拿的子孙建立鱼门，架横梁，安民门上和栓锁。
In Nehemiah chapter 3 verses 1 through 3.Then Eliashib the high priest rose up with his brethren the priests, and they built the sheep gate. They sanctified it and set up the doors of it, even unto the tower of Hamia. They sanctified it unto the tower of Hananil. And next unto them built the men of Jericho, and next to them built Sakur the son of Imri. And the fish gate that the sons of Hashanah built, they laid the beams thereof, and set up the doors thereof, the bolts thereof, and the bars thereof.
我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
巴西亚的儿子耶和耶大与比索代的儿子米苏兰修造古门，架横梁，安门扇和栓锁。
Moreover, the old gate repaired Jehoiada, the son of Peshiah, and Meshullam, the son of Besodiah. They laid the beams thereof, and set up the doors thereof, and the locks thereof, and the bars thereof.
然后我们看第十节
，verse ten。
其次是哈路木的儿子叶大牙对着自己的房屋修造，其次是哈萨尼的儿子哈特修造。
And next unto them repair Jediah the son of Harimath, even over against his house, and next unto him repair Hattush the son of Hashabniah.
然后二十二、二十三节
，verses 22 and 23。
其次是住平原的祭司修造，其次是便雅悯和与哈什对着自己的房屋修造，其次是亚纳尼的孙子马西亚的儿子亚撒利亚在靠近自己的房屋修造。
And after him repaired the priests, the men of the plain.After him repair Benjamin and Hashub over against their house. After him repair Azariah, the son of Mashiach, the son of Ananiah, by his house.
28到30节
Verses 28 to 30.
从马门往上众祭司对各对自己的房屋修造，其次是英麦的儿子撒独对自己的房屋修造，其次是守东门释迦尼的儿子司马雅修造， 其次是示利米亚的儿子哈纳尼亚和撒拉的第六子哈顿又修了一段，其次是比利家的儿子米苏兰对着自己的房屋修造。
Verse 28, from above the horse gate repaired the priest, everyone over against his house. After them repaired Zadok, the son of Immer, over against his house. After him repaired also Shemaiah, the son of Shechaniah, the keeper of the east gate. After him repaired Hananiah, the son of Shelemiah, and Hanan, the sixth son of Shelef, another piece. After him repaired Meshulam, the son of Berechiah,over against his chamber.
然后我们看第四章十七节。
Chapter 4, verse 17.
修造城墙的、钢材材料的，都一手做工，一手拿兵器。
They which build on the wall, and they that bear burdens with those that laid, everyone with one of his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon.
好，最后我们看第六章第十五到第十六节。
Lastly, chapter 6, verses 15 and 16.
以六月二十五日，城墙修完了，共修了52天。我们一切仇敌侍卫的外邦人听见了，便惧怕，愁眉不展。因为见这工作完成是出乎我们的神。
Chapter 6 verses 15 and 16. So the wall was finished in the 20 and 5th day of the month Elul, in the 50 and 2 days. And it came to pass that when all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us saw these things, they were much cast down in their own eyes, for they perceived that this work was wrought of our God.
我们加一点简单祷告。
Let's have a further word, simple word of prayer.
我们亲爱的父神，你让我们来到这个聚会的最后一个早晨。
Now, dear Father God, you have brought us to the last morning of this conference.
为着过去这几天，我们向你感谢。
For these few days, we do thank thee.
为着这个早晨，我们仍要仰望等候你的话。
And this morning, we still look unto thee for thee to give us thy word.
我们祈求主，你施恩怜悯我们。
Lord, we pray that thou would give us grace.
让我们仍旧在你话的光中蒙恩典。
That we receive light and grace from thy word.
主啊，你知道我们的心，你晓得我们的需要。
Lord, you know our heart and you know what we need.
我们深深的知道说主，你没有离弃我们，没有撇弃我们。
How much we know that thou did not forsake us or leave us.
尽管我们的软弱，但是主你要作为我们的刚强。
Though we are weak, thou art our strength.
所以我们等候仰望你。
So we are wait for thee.
我们恭敬在这段时间侍立在你的面前。
Respectfully we commit this time into thy hand.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们感谢神为着他自己永远的旨意。
We thank God for his own glorious will.
他照着他自己时间来让这些被掳去的百姓再回到耶路撒冷。
According to his own time, he has brought his people back once again to Jerusalem.
他的心永远没有忘记他所选召的百姓。
On the one hand, he did not forget the people whom he has chosen.
他有管教，但是他更有恩慈。
Yes, he disciplines, but even more so, he is gracious.
同时他也为着他自己预备了合用的器皿。
At the same time, he prepares for himself vessels meet for his use.
来与他同工，好叫他的旨意得到成就。
To work together with him so that his will may be done.
所以我们不只在他们第一次回来的时候看见所罗巴伯，看见耶稣雅，也看见两位先知。
Therefore, we're able to see on the first return, there was Zerubbabel, Joshua the priest, and two prophets.
他们一同配搭来帮助神百姓重建耶和华的殿。
They work coordinately together to rebuild the temple of God.
我们也看见以斯拉这个人，他如何的被神所得着。
Also, we saw how Ezra himself was gained of God.
与此同时，我们也看见神施恩的手也帮助这尼希米这个在王面前做纠正的人。
Also, we saw how the good hand of the Lord was upon Nehemiah, who was the king's cupbearer.
也因着尼希米的缘故，所以神的百姓能够在一片看来荒野 这个破坏的一种那个城墙的光景当中，把城墙重建起来。
Now, therefore, we're able to see, even in this condition where it seems hopeless and desolate, how God used Nehemiah to rebuild the walls which were broken and the gates which were burned off.
这以斯拉实在是个蒙恩的人。
Indeed, he was one who was blessed.
他不仅生在这个敬畏神的家庭里头。
Not only was he born in a God-fearing family.
神在他父亲里面让他能够看见神实在是有安慰的神。
Now, God from his father, Nehemiah was able to see that God is a God of comfort.
所以这个尼希米他的成长一直留下了一个非常重要的的提醒。
Therefore, with the city walls, it leaves us a very grave reminder.
神总是有安慰。
Yes, there is comfort with God.
到了时候，神要用他安慰来安慰他的百姓。
And God will use His own comfort to comfort His people.
尽管大多数的人，他们已经好像被那一个的世界所得去了一样。
Even though much of His people seem to be captives of this world,
他们可以出钱财，但是他们没有把他们整个人放在这重建的事情上面。
The people are willing, able to offer up their finances to support the work, but not put themselves into the work.
但是神既然动了善工，他必定要成全这工。
Yet because God himself began this good work, and he shall also complete it.
所以他总是在人的里面做他所要做的工作。
Therefore, he began his work amongst his people.
来叫他所带给人的安慰能够被显明在他百姓的当中。
So the comfort of God may be manifested amongst his people.
米西米他从被掳之地回来。
Now Nehemiah returned from the land of captivity.
从外面来说，他确实是得了王的这个的帮助。
Externally speaking, yes, he was helped by the hand of the king.
但是不管如何，他还是在王的面前是做一个仆人的人。
And regardless, he was still a servant before this king.
他迎军回来，他不像以斯拉一样。
And when he returned, he was unlike Ezra.
他还必须要向王请假。
He still had to give account to the king.
所以他回来虽然有一段时间。
Therefore, when he came back to Jerusalem for a period of time,
但是到了时候他还要回到王宫里面去。
He was still under the king, so in the process of time, he had to return to the palace.
直到他在被恩准再重新回到耶路撒冷。
And he must receive approval again to return once again to Jerusalem.
但是这尼希米他回来的时候。
And now, Nehemiah, when he returned,
他一面非常感激是神的手来帮助他。
He was thankful that it was the good hand of the Lord upon him.
神一直看顾他也听他的祷告。
And God have heard him and heard his prayer.
所以没有一次他在神面前不是谨慎慎的恭恭敬敬的在神面前等候仰望他的神。
Therefore, he was always very reverent and fearful and trembling to await for God.
我们来读尼希米这个人的时候。
And when we read this book, we see this person, Nehemiah.
我们明显看见这个人乃是个祷告的人。
We're able to see Nehemiah was a man of prayer.
他从在王的面前默默的祷告，一直到他带着神的百姓来重建这个的城墙。
And he was one who prayed silently before the king, and he was a man of prayer throughout when he even led the people to rebuild the city wall.
他没有一次给我们看见，他不是一直在那仰望、等候、祷告他的神。
There was not one time we see that Nehemiah was not one who did not wait before God.
他回到耶路撒冷来。
Now when he returned to Jerusalem.
在我们所读的圣经给我们看见
we read the scriptures.
他虽然得着王的帮助
and even though he was helped of the king,
在人看来他有非常的能力
and with man he seems to be very powerful,
他也可以仗着这个权势
and he can wield this authority,
他回到这里可以大张旗鼓
and when he returned he can do whatever he wants,
但是没有
no,
他是安静的来到这个耶路撒冷
but silently,Privately, he came to Jerusalem.
他到了耶路撒冷，他等候三天的时间。
And when he arrived in Jerusalem, he waited 3 days.
好像都和他先前那种的感觉有点不一样呀。
It seems as if it was different from how he was anxious before.
他先听见耶路撒冷的城门被火焚烧，城墙被拆毁了。
When he heard that the city walls were broken and the gates were burned thereof.
他心里面非常着急。
And he was so anxious from within.
当然他心里面也非常的难过。
Of course, he was in deep sorrow as well.
所以 他坐下哭泣。
And so he sat and wept.
在神面前痛痛的祷告。
And he wept bitterly before God and prayed.
那个时候的心情真是巴不得马上就回到耶路撒冷来。
At that time, his sentiments, I must return to Jerusalem immediately.
但是当他的脚踏到耶路撒冷的城。
But once he set foot into the city of Jerusalem,
他就安静三日。
And he was silent for 3 days.
他没有马上就在那行动。
He did not immediately take action.
没有马上的呼召神的百姓起来，我们一同建造耶路撒冷。
He did not say, people, let's get up and rebuild Jerusalem.
他所以等候那三天。
But he waited those 3 days.
因为他知道任何一种的行动。
Because he knew of any action he took.
不是由于我的血气，不是由于我的情感。
It's not dependent upon his emotions or flesh and blood.
那是我还是必须要等候神的旨意。
That he must still wait for the will of God.
这三天在属灵的角度来看。
And so these 3 days from a spiritual perspective,
明显他认识一个的原则。
Very apparently, this is the principle.
他知道说如果我不把我自己放在死地。
He knows full well he does not place himself in the place of death.
叫我这个人失去了我的自己。
So I will lose my own self.
我就没有办法把我自己摆在神的手中成为他所能用的器皿。
I would not be able to place myself in the hand of God to be a vessel meet for his use.
因为我们都晓得在圣经里面三天乃是一个重要的事情。
Now, we know that 3 days in the scriptures is very important.
从新约里面我们看见我们主从死里复活乃是经过了三日的时间。
And we know from the New Testament our Lord was risen from the dead in 3 days, after 3 days.
这是我们主复活的死而复活的一个数字。
And that was a number of our Lord who died and was rose again.
我们主也引用了约拿的故事。
And our Lord himself also used the story of Jonah.
他说约拿如何在鱼腹里面三日三夜。
And just as Jonah was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
人子也必须在地里三日三夜。
That the son of man must be in the belly of this earth for 3 days and 3 nights.
我们的主就是这样子经历了死而复活。
And that's how our Lord, he gone through death and was risen.
似乎这个尼西米他心里面非常的认识。
And therefore this person, Nehemiah, he knew full well.
他没有停留一天，他也不是等候四天。
There was not one day or 10 days.
他等候三天的时间。
But 3 days.
他在神面前是否重新把自己交在神的手中。
Now, once again, he placed himself in the hand of God.
当然他实在是把自己交给神了。
Of course, he did put himself, give himself over to God.
但是他更是把自己交于死地。
But also, he placed himself in the place of death.
他要等候着从主那里来的那一个胜过死亡的能力。
As he waited before God for the power that overcomes death.
因为他知道如果他这个的人
because he knows as an individual
不是把自己交在神的手里面完全失去了他的自己
if he does not place himself over and lose himself completely
他没有一个能力可以为着神做大事
he would not receive strength to do great things from God
许多时候我们常常以为说
and many times we think
神既然为了开了通通
If God already opened a prosperous way for me,
我也是否有我手中的能力
and I have this power ability in my hand,
我也有足够的本领
and I am very able,
我就能够为着神做大事
so I'm able to do great things for God.
但岂不知神如果没有得罪一个像你心里这样子的人
but if we must understand if God does not gain someone like Nehemiah in this way,
他敢把与自己交在死地
that we will be willing to place our death ourselves in the place of death.
他在那等候他的神的时间。
And there to await for the time of our God.
而且心中仰望神的引导。
And in our heart we look for his direction.
他就没有办法可以完成神托付给他的工作。
If we're not such an individual, we cannot complete the work which God has entrusted to us.
所以圣经给我们看见。
So the Bible tells us.
他在耶路撒冷他三天的时间。
And he was in Jerusalem for 3 days.
他没有告诉任何一个人。
And he did not tell any man.
他只要他要做的事只有神和他自己知道。
The work which he was to do, only God and Nehemiah knew.
但是等候在神的面前。
But he awaited before God.
不代表他不需要对外面一种光景来有点的勘察。
And it's not, but even as he waited, he went to inspect the situation and the condition.
他一面实在是 等候在神的面前。
On the one hand, he waited before God.
但是另外一方面，他照着里面的引导。
At the same time, with the guidance from within.
他知道说，如果我要帮助神的百姓
，If I was to help, be of any help to the people of God.
来把这城墙建造起来。
To rebuild the city wall.
我必须要对这一个的城有所的了解。
I must have a good understanding of the city.
所以他夜里起来，带着他自己的牲口。
And so, in the middle of the night. He arose in the night and with the beast upon him.
还有这少数的几个人就到了这个城墙的地方。
And with the beast that he rode upon, with a few men, he went to see the city walls.
他在那里细细的勘察。
And there he inspected.
你觉得说为着什么呢
？Why?
哈拿尼不是已经把这个城墙的情形在你还在苏珊城的时候已经给你报告清楚了吗
？Did not his brethren Hanani already tell him the situation of the city walls when they were in the palace in Shushan?
为着什么缘故你还必须要亲自的在那里勘察
？Why is it that he must himself take a look？
这并不是他不相信哈拿尼的报告。
It is not because he did not believe the report of Hanani.
但是他要更仔细的知道。
But he must know full well.
他一面要勘察。
On the one hand, he must inspect.
他一面心里面要在那里仰望他的神。
At the same time, he is looking to his God.
这一些的光景。
And this condition.
到底应当从何做起啊
？Where should the work begin?
这些的光景。
In this condition.
我应当如何的帮助我的同胞们
？How can I help my countrymen?
固然我是在相信我的。
Yes, I believe my brother.
我并不是仅仅听他而已。
I not only hear him.
但是我需要更从心里面晓得神的旨意。
But from my heart, I must come to know the will of God.
所以他一面等候在神面前。
So he must wait before God.
他的行动并没有和他等候脱钩。
And his actions was connected with his waiting.
他等候在心里面。
He was waiting in his heart.
他的行动在仰望神的引导。
And his guidance, his action was also led by God.
等到他勘察回来，他的对神的百姓说。
After he inspected, then he came to the people and said.
我们都看见了城墙被火，这个被破坏了。
We saw that the city wall is waste.
城门被火焚烧了
，and the gates thereof are burnt with fire.
我们要起来重建耶路撒冷的城。
Let us build up the wall of Jerusalem.
到了这个时候，他来激动神的百姓。
And at this time, he stirred the hearts of the people.
他呼吁他们要一同的起来。
He called out to them, "Let us rise up and build together."
他没有告诉他们说你们绝对可以放心。
He did not tell them, "Oh, you can relax."
我既然回来了
，since I've come back,
王也让我回来了
，and the king allow for me to come back
神也召我回来了
and God has called me back
我绝对有办法
I will have a way for sure
我肯定能够把这个城墙能够把它恢复到从前的一样
I can absolutely rebuild the city wall as before
一面他晓得他的责任
on the one hand he knew his responsibility
他实在是应当做他们好的引导
he should be a good leader
但是另外一方面他也晓得
but at the same time Nehemiah knew
这件事情绝非他个人的
This was not an individual feat.
而乃是所有神的百姓的事情。
But it is a work for all the people of God.
乃是所有回来的百姓。
It is for all the people who return.
没有一个人没有责任。
Everyone has the responsibility.
所以你就看见他呼召这些百姓。
So he called the people.
他们说，他对他们说，我们要起来。
And he said to them, "We must rise up."
我们要起来，一同建造这个城墙。
We must rise up to build up the wall of Jerusalem.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们
，Oh brothers and sisters,
我们看见这个做领袖的人。
We can see this one who was the leader.
他实在留下了给我们美好的榜样。
He has left a good example for us.
是的，按照他与神的百姓来说
，As for him and the people of God,
某一个程度说。百姓与他是他有一点的距离、啊。
As for Nehemiah and the people, they have some distance.
因为就他清楚他是蒙召，他要做的工。
But he was clear on his calling and the work he is to do.
因为只有他晓得神托付给他是什么。
Because only Nehemiah knew what God entrusted to him.
这些百姓住在那里那么多的时候
Now the people was there for a long period of time.
他们比他们更早比他更早看见这个破烂的光景
The people saw long ago just the desolation of the city.
他们每天经过那个地方他们都晓得那种的情形
They walk by it every day so they know full well this condition.
但是却没有一个人像他那样有那么重的负担
But no one as Nehemiah has such a heavy burden.
也没有一个人用今天话说有这个重建城墙的意象
And none of them had this vision that they must rebuild the city wall.
所以按照道理来说
So according to logic,
他几乎可以说我既有意象
And so Nehemiah can say, well, I have the vision.
我有梦神的呼召
And I was called of God.
我是在神面前有领受的人
And I'm one who is in leadership.
那按照这个缘故
And so because of this,
你们只看着我
You just look at me.
你们只看我的功夫
Just look at all the work that I will do.
或者说你们就是跟着我走
Oh, just follow along.
你也顺着我自己的路
And just follow my way.
你们不需要考虑什么
Don't give a second thought.
但是很稀奇
But amazingly.
看见这尼希米
This Nehemiah.
他不仅把自己放在神的手里面
Not only did he place himself in the hand of God.
他也把他自己放在神百姓的中
He also placed himself in the midst of the people of God.
他乃是愿意和学习与神的百姓一同来承担神所交付的工作。
And he called the people to what God has entrusted them that they will work together the work of God.
用新约的话来说
，In the New Testament term,
他不仅是认识神托付的人
，He not only knew what God has entrusted to him,
他也是认识什么叫做基督身体的人。
He also knows what it means to be the body of Christ.
他晓得说，虽然我有独特的一份
，And even though he has his special part,
但是我却是在这身体里面的一员。
But I'm also a member of this body.
我不过是神百姓当中其中。
I am only one amongst the people of God.
难怪神能够借助他能够吹动神的百姓。
And that's why God can use such a vessel to provoke the people of God to work.
今天神的儿女们的难处。
Now the difficulty with the children of God today.
多少的时候有本领的人。
So many times those with ability.
有所谓意象的人。
And those so-called have vision.
常常都以为唯我独尊。
And they say I am the one.
以为只有我了。
Only me.
只有我才是有立场的。
Okay, only I can take the stand.
只有我才是有意向的。
Only I have the vision.
只有我才是有能力的。
Only I have the ability.
但是他忘记了。
But such an individual forgot.
他不过是身体里面的一个。
He is only but a member in the body.
他需要把他自己放在身体的当中。
He must place himself in the body.
反过来也有些人以为。
On the contrary, some others would think.
我既然把意向传递了。
If I already shared the vision with you.
我既既然把工作也交托了
，and I've entrusted you with the work，
那我就可以把这些东西交托了，我就不必做什么了。
So now I have entrusted to you with all this, and I don't need to do anything。
我们常常都在这两个极端的当中。
And many a times we're at both extremes。
我们要么就自以为是
，or otherwise we think, oh, we're the man。
我们就要么就不关我的事
，or that I have nothing to do with it。
你去看见说神的所兴起的人物
，But you can see the one that is meet for God's use.
你看这尼希米留给我们一个非常美丽的榜样。
How Nehemiah gave us a wonderful example.
他实在是个好的领袖。
And he was a good leader.
因为他有意向。
Because he had the vision.
他有托付。
And he was entrusted.
他心中清楚神的旨意。
And in the heart he knew the will of God.
但是他把他自己放在神的儿女们的当
At the same time, he placed himself amongst the people of God.
他们是一同动手来建造这个殿
So let us build together the city wall.
所以你才看见这个非常美丽的图画就出现
And we can see such a beautiful picture here.
哎呀，弟兄姐妹们
Oh, brothers and sisters.
尼希米记
Now, Nehemiah.
那很多时候你看许多的参考书
Many times when we read the reference book.
很多的书都是告诉你
Many books will tell us as a reference.
每一次当教会买地方的时候
That whenever the church needs to buy a building.
每一次有人要建造礼拜堂的时候
And whenever you have to build up a congregation.
你没有一次不看见讲台上面讲尼希米记
Everyone will talk about Nehemiah.
没有一次一本书不告诉你说我们都要动手起来
And they will say we will all build together.
好像这本书就是为着这件事一样
It seems as if the book of Nehemiah was for that sole purpose only.
很多时候都从这本书告诉你说是什么样的一个方案
And so this is the agenda we have in the book of Nehemiah. We have to get this project done.
是怎么样才能把我们的工作能够做到成功？
And then they use the book of Nehemiah. This is how we succeed in our work.
但是他们忘记了神把这个话给我们。
But if we do that, we forget the reason that God gave us the book of Nehemiah.
不是为着外造外面的建造。
It was not for an outward building.
不是为着那整那整那个所谓完整的一个一个一个一个的方案。
It is not for us to finish the project, this agenda we has met.
那是为着你我在神面前所认识什么叫做神的见证。
But the book of Nehemiah, the purpose of this book is for us to know what is the building work of God.
神所关心是他的见证。
Because God is only concerned with his building.
神所关心的是他的城。
God is only concerned with his city.
这个才是神所要得着的。
And that is what God is after.
我们都晓得这耶路撒冷城。
And we know the city wall of Jerusalem.
这耶路撒冷城我们主耶稣自己说了。
And even the city wall our Lord himself have said.
他说这是大军的京城。
And this is the great city, Jerusalem.
你记得我们主的马太福音第五章十五节说。
And our Lord said in Matthew chapter 5 verse 12.
耶路撒冷那是大军的京城。
And it is the great city of the great king.
可见得我们主晓得这个耶路撒冷在整个历史里头。
We can see then this city, Jerusalem, and throughout history.
神兴起这个地方。
When he raised up this place.
神用着这个地方。
And he used this place, Jerusalem.
为着一个什么的缘故？
Why did God use Jerusalem?
既然我们晓得这原来是叫做耶布斯。
Now we know that this city, Jerusalem, was a city of the Jebusites.
因着大卫的缘故，他攻打耶布斯。
And because David took down the city of the Jebusites.
然后以这个地方作为他的保障。
And so that this will be the throne of God.
他得罪了这个城。
And he has gained the city.
所以从此耶布斯的城成为了耶路撒冷。
And so the city of the Jebusites became Jerusalem.
而这个是耶路撒冷成为了整个以色列一个重要的地方。
Now therefore the city of Jerusalem became a very important place in Israel.
而圣殿就建在这城的锡安山的上面。
And this temple was built on Mount Zion in the city of Jerusalem.
所以诗篇给我们把诗篇给我们看见。
And so in the Psalms we see.
他说耶路撒冷在北面居高我华美。
And that Jerusalem is this beautiful city that is up high in the north.
乃是全地的人所喜悦的。
And it is a gladness for all this world.
而从此你也看见说。
At the same time we see the city Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷
because of Jerusalem
山就在那里
the hills, the mountains is there
就在锡安山
and because it is Mount Zion
圣殿的建造在上面
and the city, the temple was built there
所以你常常读神的话的时候
so many a times when we read the word of God
你就看见说耶路撒冷和锡安常常是没有把它分得很清楚的
Jerusalem and Mount Zion, Zion, they are connected together
你常常发现他们交叉在那里被使用
andWe can see how they're used this term interchangeably.
所以你读诗读到诗篇很多的时候
So many a times when we read the Psalms,
你就看见诗人在那形容这个耶路撒冷
And we can see how the psalmist describes Jerusalem.
他也同时在那给我们看见锡安是一个什么样的故事
And we're able to see then also the story of Zion.
甚至百姓眼看耶路撒冷
And when the people saw Jerusalem,
同时他们也看见这耶路撒冷的锡安山
And at the same time in Jerusalem, they see Mount Zion.
他们脚要站在耶路撒冷里面。
And if they stand in Jerusalem,
他们心也在仰望这个锡安的圣殿。
And they look into the temple on Mount Zion.
因为在那里
because there,
明显看见耶和华所赐的福。
We're able to see the blessing which God has commanded.
因为在那里
now because there,
正是神百姓他们生活他们侍奉的重心。
It is the center of the lives and the worship of the people of God.
神爱他的
And God loved his people.
神要建造他的城。
And God is to build his city.
因为这是大军的城啊。
Now, because this is a city of the great king.
这个城，那一个实体。
and the reality of this city.
这个城得到荣耀的表现。
And that it is manifested as glory.
有一天你看见新城耶路撒冷从天而降。
And one day when we shall see the New Jerusalem come down, descend from above.
这个城所显得出的见证。
And the testimony which this city bears.
今天就是所有蒙恩的人。
And it is all those who are saved by grace.
那是显明了这个城它的荣耀的光辉。
It is to manifest the radiance of the glory of this city.
所以神为着什么的缘故？
And this is the reason.
那么重视这个城。
That God will put so much emphasis and weight on the city.
正是那一位大的君王。
It is because of that great king.
他所要得着的。
And it is the city he is after.
正是这位君王的城。
It is the city of this king.
但是很可惜你看见。
But very sadly.
地上的这个耶路撒冷。
Now this is Jerusalem on earth.
地上的这个城里的那个城那个殿。
And this temple in the city.
因着神百姓的堕落。
Because of the fall of the people of God.
它被拆毁了。
It was broken.
好像神在地上的得着的见证失去了。
It seems as if the testimony of God on earth is lost.
所以神要让这个城重新的恢复。
So once again, God must rebuild the city.
神不只要得着殿。
Not only is he after the temple.
神要得着的城。
He must gain the city.
因为有那个殿。
Because with the temple.
没有这个城。
Without the city.
就失去了一个应有的光景。
You lost the condition the city, the temple ought to have.
我们也常常在圣经里面看见。
And many times we see in the scriptures.
常在圣经里面讲到殿。
When we see the temple in the Bible.
它也同样讲到门，讲到城。
At the same time, we see the temple speaks of the gates, the door, and the city.
因为这永远是不能分开。
You cannot separate all of that.
所以必须要有殿，也更必须要有城。
You must have the temple, and even more so, you must have the city.
明显你看见这城建造起来了。
Yeah, evidently, you see the city is being built.
神的百姓才能够懂得什么叫做保护。
Only then, when the city is built, the people understand what protection is.
虽然不是每一个神的百姓。
And even though not all the people of God
都是住在耶路撒冷的城里头
that they are living, dwelling in the city of Jerusalem
但是当这个城尼希米建造起来的时候
but when the city walls are built by Nehemiah
你却看见它有个清楚的吩咐
you can see there's a very clear command
那些官长首领和十分之一的百姓
and that is the officials and the judges all those in leadership and one tenth of the people
他需要住在这个城里
now they must dwell in the city
而同时我们也知道说神的吩咐
and we also know this is by the command of God
神的百姓一年三次都要来到这耶路撒冷的城
that three times a year the people must come to this city
他们要在那里来敬拜在那里来过神所定规的节期
and they're there to worship and toKeep the festivals which God has given.
所以这个城可以说是他们敬拜生活一个非常的中心。
Therefore, we can say this is the center of the lives and the worship of the people of God.
这个城没有了。
Now, without this city,
可以说见证也就没有了。
Then you say you lost the testimony.
圣经说城是造在山上。
And so God, the city is upon the mountain.
这个城从人远处就能够看得见。
And from afar, people are able to see this city on the mountain.
这个城说明了耶和华与他们同在。
And the city speaks of the fact that the presence of God is with his people.
不做神的同在。
Not only the presence of God.
乃是在神的殿里头。
But it is in the temple of God.
乃是这个约柜住在神百姓的中间。
It is through the Ark of the Covenant in the temple that he is abiding in the midst of his people.
因为神说我要在那里与你们说话。
Because God says, I will commune with you there.
但是这个城却是说明了神同在的一个的更大的显明。
But the city itself means it is a greater presence of God with his people.
当这个城完整的在那里的时候
And when the city is complete there,
人就看见这个地方乃是神与他百姓同在的地方。
Man is able to see that in this city is the place where God will dwell with his people.
所以他们必须要保护他们的城。
Therefore, they must protect their city.
他们也必须要晓得以这个城为他们生活的中心。
They must understand now the city is the center of their lives.
而这个叫是什么叫做城呢
？And that is what it means to be a city.
很清楚的给我们看见。
Very clearly it shows us.
头一件事情，这个城不仅仅是他们有了这城，他们成为生活的中心。
Now, on the one hand, we see they have the city and it is the center of their lives.
这个成就说明了他们应当被看见说他们有一个分别的界限。
And the city also shows that they ought to be people that are separated.
因为有了这个城。
Because with the city.
这个城墙一建造起来。
When the city walls are up.
立刻你就看见。
Immediately we will see.
有城里面。
There's within the city.
也有城外面。
And there's without the city.
这个城墙就是个分别的界限。
And the city wall is the dividing wall.
自然是形成城里与城外。
It will tell us the boundary within the city and without the city.
如果没有这个城墙。
Now without the city walls.
那你没有办法看见什么在里面什么在外面。
You're not able to distinguish what's within and what is without.
所以看见说当新城耶路撒冷降临了。
Therefore when the new city Jerusalem descends.
你看见里面黄金街碧玉墙。
That you can see the jasper walls and the golden streets.
但是圣经说城外却有犬类。
But the Bible tells us without the walls, it is of the dogs.
所以你明明的看见说虽测到这个城墙。
Therefore, we're able to see how the city wall is described.
你就看见说有里面也有外面。
There is that which is within the wall and without the wall.
有一个明显的分别的界限。
There is very clear boundary there.
什么时候你是在里面的人。
And those who are within the wall,
你是属于这个城的。
And you belong to the city.
什么时候你没有办法进到这城里面
去。And if you cannot enter within the city,
你就不属于这个城里面的人。
You do not belong to this city.
当然神的百姓应当活在这城的里头。
Of course, the people of God ought to live within the city.
但是现在城墙被破坏了。
But now the city walls are broken.
他们就失去了这分别的界限。
And they have lost this dividing wall.
也因着这缘故我们昨天才看见。
Then the enemies are able to see.
这是神的百姓为着什么与外邦联合了。
And this is also the reason why the people of God are intermarried and united with the Gentiles.
就是因着他们已经失去了个分别的界限。
Because they have already lost that separating wall.
所以就着这外面来说。
And so, without,
你心里必须要把城墙建造起来。
Outwardly,Nehemiah we must rebuild the city wall.
要让神的百姓看见说
So that the people of God can see.
我们这是属神的百姓
We who belong to God.
我们不仅有自己的家园
Not only do we have our homes.
我们有大军的京城
And we belong to the city of the great king.
我们是属于这城里面的人
And we are those belonging in the city.
我们并不属于外面的
And we are not outsiders.
我们乃是有分别的
But we are those who are separated.
我们就看见说这城墙的重要性。
Then we can see the importance of the city wall.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
这个的见证是个明显的见证。
Now this is a very clear testimony there.
神的教会在地上既然是神的见证。
Now if the church is the testimony of God in this world.
神的教会就应当在这世界上面让人看见在这里有一个的不同。
Then the church ought to show the world there is a difference here.
我们这些人做主的见证
And we who are the testimony of God
乃是在那显明一件事情
We must manifest this
我们并不属于城外的人
We are not those outside of the city
我们乃是属神的人
We are those who belong to God
我们站在这里乃是做他的见证
The fact that we stand here we are to be his witnesses
所以这个城墙一天不被建造起来
Therefore as long as the city wall is not built
这个城墙一天不仍旧破旧
Then,
破坏
Then there will be damage and harm.
你就看见一天见证就没有办法显明了。
And then this testimony cannot manifest itself.
弟兄姊妹们，今天神的教会。
Brothers and sisters, the church of God today.
忘记了他应当有一个界限。
Have forgotten there should be this separation.
他忘记了他应当有个城墙。
The church has forgotten the city wall ought to be up.
他好像宽容大量到个地步，世界你随便都可以跑进来了。
The church has been so broad and so generous. Oh, the world you can all come in.
结果你就看见一塌糊涂的光景。
You can see what a mess this condition is.
你就看不见什么叫做分别了。
We cannot see any more separation.
人看你这些基督徒和不是基督徒有哪些不一样。
Others cannot tell whether you're a Christian or not a Christian. We're all alike.
人看你除了礼拜天上礼拜堂，你其他的日子和他们什么分别？
Besides the fact that they see you going to church on Sunday, every other day you're the same like those of the world.
人听见你嘴巴不过说。你是基督徒，你生活一点都是一塌糊涂。
You're only a nominal Christian by lip, that you live just as the world does.
没有一个分别的界限。
There is no separating line.
没有一个城墙建立起来。
That the city wall is not built.
神最初需要神的百姓。
And God desires for His people.
不再有这一种的光景的出现。
Not to live in such a condition.
所以他必须要让他的仆人回来。
So His servant must return.
告诉他们说起来。
And say, come.
我们要重建这个的耶路撒冷城。
Come, let us rise up and rebuild the city wall of Jerusalem.
什么叫做城呢？
What is
什么叫城墙呢？
What is the city wall?
这个城墙摆在那里也告诉我们。
And the city wall that is placed there also tells us.
这明显是个保护。
This is protection.
亲爱的弟兄们。
My dear brothers and sisters.
不仅仅是个分别。
It is not only a separation.
你不能越过了这个城。
And you cannot surpass beyond the city.
而且和任何其他人一样。
And to be like the others.
但是另外一方面。
But on the same
这个城你就在这个城里面
that those who live within the city
就受着保护
you receive protection
这个城就帮我保护起来
and the city wall protects us
人要攻击
if others want to attack
要付代价
they must pay a price
假如你不是有一个城墙
if there is no city wall
仇敌就可以跑进来
the enemy can just come in as they wish
是不是这样
right
虽然在伊甸园的时候
and in the Garden of Eden,
好像没有说到城
it seems like there's no city mentioned there,
但是神的吩咐给亚当
but God gave command to Adam,
他需要有保护
that you need protection,
他是看管这个地方
you must watch this garden,
好像神说你应当在那做一个墙
and so, in other words, God is asking Adam to be that wall,
你要在那看守这个地方
you must keep this place,
但是可惜他没有看守得好了
but sadly he did not keep and did not watch over it
那狡猾的蛇进来了
and so the guile of the serpent came in
他没有忠心
and he was not faithful
结果他失去了当今的责任了
and he did not fulfill his ministry
神把这个城给他的百姓
and God gave this city to his people
神的百姓也没有忠心
and the people was unfaithful
也让这个城被破坏了
and allowed for the city to be broken
城墙倒塌了
and the city walls fell
耶利哥城当然也保不住了对不对
and just as the walls of Jericho fell so the city was captured
城墙倒塌了
and when the city's walls fall
耶路撒冷也就没有意义了
and then there's no meaning to Jerusalem anymore
神的百姓就失去了保护了
the people have got lost their protection
弟兄姊妹们
my dear brothers and sisters
神的儿女们常常为着彼此的勉励一件事情
the children of God often will encourage one another
为着什么缘故我们需要生活在基督身体里头啊
Now that is the reason why we need to live within the body life.
我们为着什么需要一个正常的教会生活啊
And this is a normal church life.
因为什么时候当教会正常的时候
Because when the church is in a normal condition.
什么时候这个见证坚固的时候
And when this testimony is firm.
什么时候神的教会神的儿女们都受到保护的时候
And that is when the church receives protection from the body.
你我常常在正常的光景当中
And this is a normal condition.
你都摸得着看得见
You are able to see and touch and handle.
什么叫做神在这里
That God is here.
什么叫做神的引导
That means God's guidance is here.
什么叫做神的光照
And God's enlightenment is here.
什么叫做我知道神的旨意
That is what it means. I know the will of God.
这都是应该有城墙的时候
That is because when the city walls are up.
这个见证稳固的时候
And this testimony is firm.
你在这里面就受到保护
Then within we are protected.
你在这里面就知道说你属于谁啊
And from within we know whom we belong.
你在这里面才被提醒我不属于这个世界
And we're reminded we do not belong to this world.
哎呀亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters.
你要看见说这是教会正常应有的光景啊
We must see this is the normal condition the church ought to have.
今天你是否在神的教会当中
Are we in the church of God today?
你能够真的具体感受到一件事情
And we practically concretely feel this.
好像雅各醒来一样说
And just as James said,
神真在这里，我竟然不知道。
And just as Jacob, when he awoke, he said, "Oh, God was here, and I didn't even know it."
那个在这里，你觉得说有一个保护
？Is there a protection here?
很多的事情上
，that many things，
好像仇敌在那攻击了
，that the enemy comes into attack，
好像撒旦在那要诱惑
，and then there's Satan there is tempting。
但是因着这巩固的见证
，but because of the firm foundation, the firmness there，
那你就看见说神的儿女。
We're able to see that the children of God receive that spiritual protection.
你不觉得你在属灵的前途茫茫然
？That you would not feel like you're hopeless and you don't know where you're headed.
你不觉得你到底在那里是做什么
？You would not be aimless.
因为在这城里面
，Because within the city，
你就看见说你的确是属于这城被保护的人。
You know you're one belonging to the city and you have protection.
利希米他必须要起来。
Now Nehemiah must rise up.
他需要起来帮助神的百姓。
He must come, rise up to help the people of God.
叫做城墙重建。
To rebuild the city walls.
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
当他在那里说起来，我们一同建造这个城。
When he says, "Come, let us rise up and build the city wall."
你看见头一批的人起来。
So the first group rose up.
他们虽然说我们都起来
，and we all rise up，
但是圣灵在这里记载
，and here the Holy Spirit records，
大祭司
，the high priest，
众祭司
，the priests，
他们就起来了
，they all rose up，
他们头一批就起来了
，and they were first group to rise up，
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，my dear brothers and sisters，
大祭司
，the high priest，
众祭司
，the priests，
他们就起来
，they all rose up，
他们就一同来建造这个城墙。
And they all rebuilt the city wall.
很明显地看见。
Very clearly we see.
神的话给我们看见说。
The word of God shows us.
这些做带领的人。
Those who are in leadership.
这些属灵上付上代价侍奉神的人。
Now, those who are paying a price for the spiritual leadership.
他们乃是应当做所有神百姓榜样的人。
They ought to be the very examples for the people of God.
如果他们都不起来了。
If they do not rise up.
如果他以为说他们不要起来。刚才说任何一个材料来帮助建造了。
If they feel they're too high, that they don't need to rise up and shoulder the burden and to rebuild.
神的百姓也就没有办法动员起来了。
And the people of God would not rise up.
我们感谢神，我们看见说。
We are able to see.
不仅仅耶利米，
Not only Nehemiah.
你看见说所有的祭司们。
You can see the high priest and all the priests and their brethren.
他们就起来了。
They rose up.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们
，Oh brothers and sisters，
今天神的教会
，Today in the Church of God，
我们需要看见说
，We must see，
你看见做神的，做神教会里面做领袖的
，Those who are in leadership in the church，
他们是否常常能够跑在前头
？Are they often the ones that should go ahead？
能够做圣颂圣徒的榜样
，To be an example for the saints，
在那里看见说他们重视神的见证
，That they should show themselves as the witnesses for God，
他们愿意起来以身作证
，That they're willing to beLead by example.
他们起来像这些祭司们。
They rise up just like the priests here.
就起来建造这个城。
To rise up to build the city wall.
弟兄姊妹们，这些是话摆在我们的面前。
Brothers and sisters, these words are placed before us.
都是我们当审查的故事。
It is a story we must examine.
我们感谢神，当这呼吁出去的时候。
And we thank God when the cry, when the call is given.
大祭司起来了。
The high priest rose up.
众祭司起来了。
And the priests and the brethren rose up.Not only this.
你看见在这里一再记载，再记载。
And here it records for us in chapter 3 again and again.
其次是什么人造的
？And next to them, and next to them.
其次是什么人造的
？And next to them, and next to them.
一再记载这样子的话。
Repeatedly, these words are given.
整个第三章，假如你在那里来数算的时候
，All of chapter 3, if we were to number.
你看见说这整个第三章
，We can see the entirety of chapter.
超过三十次，甚至三十七次，你看见说都记得其次，其次，其次。
Over 30 times, 37 times it says next to and next to them and next to them.
很明显告诉我们。
Very clearly this shows us.
每一个环节。
And each link.
每一段的建造。
Each portion.
都是环环相扣
，They are all linked together, united.
彼此连接起来
，They are linked, united together.
一个到一个
，next to each other, one another.
这些人做这一段
，Someone will do this portion.
那些人做那一段。
And next to them another portion.
这些人修帐。
And they rebuilt.
那些人也在那里修帐。
And they're also next to them repairing.
但是却没有一个修帐。
But there is not one part of the work.
那是只是停留在各做各的，而不能够挂钩啊。
That is independent of another. It is all united.
那是。其次其次接着在那里做
next to them, next to them, next to them, they worked.
那你就看见整个身体的光景
You can see this is the condition of a body.
那是彼此联合在那里
It is fitted together.
哎呀弟兄姊妹
Oh, brothers and sisters.
你看见这的确是非常美丽的图画
You can see what a beautiful picture this is.
虽然你读的时候觉得非常重复
And even though when we read it, we say it's so repetitive.
但是你却看见说这的确是个身体配搭的光景
But we can see how this is fitted together how coordinately the body works together.
虽然有些人造这一部分
And even though some repair this part.
虽然有些人负责炉楼的建造
And then someone will repair another part.
但是没有一个的建造
But none of this work.
彼此没有关系
That is disconnected. They are all united.
用新约的话说
So in other words, in New Testament terms.
什么叫做基督的身体呢
What is in the body of Christ?
基督的身体是缺一不可
That none of the members of the body of Christ can be done without.
基督的身体乃是没有个肢体可以不需要别的肢体。
That there is, we must be a member that is functioning, supplying to another member.
基督的身体乃是看见说我和你发生紧密的关系。
So the body of Christ means you and I, we are intimately united together.
这才能够叫神的这个见证被建造起来。
Then only then can the testimony of God be built up.
你一读下去在那里给你看见说。
Now you are not just there for your own.
好几次我们刚才读的。
And all that we have read earlier.
给我们看见说他们对着自己的房屋在那建造。
That they built over against their own house.
这个翻译好像我们觉得说对着我们前面这个房屋。
Now, when we have this translation, it seems as, oh, I just care for my own business in my front door.
有另外的一本这样翻译说。
There's another translation that says,
就是在我的门前在那建造。
That I just built right in front of my house.
我在我的门前建造我的这个部分。
Oh, I'm just...Repairing that portion that's right before me.
从我这个门前建造开始。
And the work begins right at our house in front of us.
很稀奇的。
Now, amazingly.
里面有个大的图画。
Now, there is a big grand picture.
有些什么人建造这一段。
And some repair this portion.
有些人建造那一段。
And another portion.
但是同时你看见说。
But at the same time we see.
他们乃是在他们门前建造起。
But the work begins over against his house.
好像这个家门就在我这里了。
And it seems like the home is right in front of my house.
这个建造就从我这里开始了。
So the repair begins with my house.
哎呀，弟兄姐妹们，神见证的恢复。
Brothers and sisters,
我们常常把它放得好大。
The testimony, restoration of the testimony of God seems so grand, so big, far away from us.
这是关乎神家的事。
This is the matter of the house of God.
这是关乎神国的事。
This is the matter of the kingdom of God.
但是你忘记也关乎你家的事。
But we forget it is also our house.
忘记这个见证从家开始。
That this testimony begins with our house.
福音怎么样从你旁边往外跑。
How the gospel begins with your house and expands forward.
什么样从耶路撒冷犹大传递撒玛利亚直到地极。
And how it is preached in Jerusalem, in Samaria, in all the land of Judea until the ends of the world.
神的见证也从家开始。
The testimony of God begins in your house.
从没有一点给你看见说。
We can all see.
家是家。
Our house is our house.
教会是教会
The church is the church.
我们中国人有句话
In the Chinese there is this saying.
你要平天下
Now if you want to gain the world.
那是从你自己开始
If you want to settle and conquer settle the world. Settle begins at home.
怎么说呢
How do you explain this?
修身齐家
Then you must settle work begin with yourself and then your house.
假如没有从你家开始
If it does not begin with your house
没有从你自己开始
It does not begin with you
你就没有办法平天下。
Then you cannot gain the world and you cannot go beyond.
因为就修身齐家治国才能够平天下。
And because it goes from that point on and it builds up from yourself, your house, your community, and then the country, and then the nation.
换句话说，假如我们的家没有显出一个属灵的光景。
And so, if your house does not have that normal condition,
你的家没有好好的活在神的面前。
And you do not live well before God,
那你很难看见神的教会的见证建造。
It will be very difficult then to see the testimony of the church built up.
是只有当你看重神的建造。
If you emphasize on the building of God,
从你的家开始。
It begins with our house.
很多时候，有些时候，
Many times,
有些家长把小孩子送到教会来。
The parents will send the children to the church.
好像这就是老师的事，是教会的事。
It seems if this is well the Sunday teacher's business, it's the church has to do this.
他忘记也是他自己的事。
But the parents forget this is their children.
你想想看他怎么能够帮助他的孩子。
So how can the parents help the children?
这是绝不可能的事。
It's impossible.
只有当你看重你的家。
Only when we put weight upon our house.
这个见证从你的家开始。
Because this testimony begins with our house.
你才能看见说神能够有路可以走。
Then there's a way for God.
有人问 Campbell Morgan,
Someone asked Campbell Morgan.
真的说了不是面问他本人。
Of course, it was not asking him individually directly.
我们知道 Campbell Morgan 是称为解经王子。
Now, we know that others give this title to Campbell Morgan. He's the prince of interpretation.
他有五个儿子。
Now, he has five sons.
这五个儿子都是牧师。
Now, all his five sons are pastors.
所以有人就问他们说在你们家里面哪一个人讲道讲得最棒啊
And so, the question was posed to Campbell Morgan, since your five sons are pastors, who is the best pastor of the preacher?
那兄弟当然不好意思说谁啊
Of course, the brothers would be shy to say that they're the better one.
大家都在想说当然是我爸爸了
And they all say, of course, it's my father.
但没有想到他们的答案是我妈妈。
But their answer was their mother.
他妈妈当然没有讲到。
But the mother was not a preacher.
但是问题就是他妈妈在家庭里面。
But the issue is because at home, the mother,
从小就按照神的话来帮助他们。
When they were young, taught them, instructed them in the word of God.
从小就建立他们的灵命啊。
To establish their spiritual life.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
在我们中国人当中有一位他七兄弟当中有六个都是传道人。
Now, in our Chinese history, there are seven brothers and six of them were preachers.
我不要讲他的名字了。
Now, I won't mention the name.
但是他的母亲。
But the mother of this children.
非常的敬畏主。
She was a God-fearing woman.
为着他儿子们常常祷告。
And she prayed much for the children.
把他儿子们都好带到神的面前
And she brought the children before God.
正因着有这样子的家
And because of such a house.
所以你就看见说神能够得着他要得着的器皿
That God was able to gain the vessels he's after.
神的家
God's house.
在乎你我的家
It depends upon your house and my house.
只有我们的家在神面前看重神的见证
So when our house puts weight on the house of God.
神的见证
And the testimony
of God
begins with our house right in front of us.
And
it has to be built before us.
The
rebuilding of the walls.
有墙,
there is the wall.
也得有门,
of course, it has to have the doors.
整个第三章重点在门。
Now, in all of chapter 3, the emphasis is on the door, the gate.
如果有墙。
Now, if there is the wall.
没有门。
If there is no gate.
那怎么办?
What do you do?
你就摸黑了，那个摸墙你不能进去。
You're just touching the wall. There's no, you cannot go in and go out.
如果你不小心你在这个墙里头，人家把它罩起来，你就被关闭了。
If you just build a wall without gates, actually you're locked in.
所以城有墙也必须要有门。
Therefore, in the city wall, you must also have the gates.
城固然是个保护。
Yes, the wall itself is a protection.
固然是个伟大的一个见证。
It is a great construction.
但是这个的见证。
But this testimony.
那是活的见证。
It is a living testimony.
那是在我们生活里面表现出来的见证。
This testimony is being manifested in our daily living.
因为什么叫做门呢？
What is the gate?
门那是进出的地方。
The gate is for you to go in.And out.
没有门就没办法出去，没有办法进来。
If there's no gate, you cannot go out. You cannot come in.
所以你看见当这个城建造起来了。
So when the city wall is built,
有些城的百姓没有好好按照规定在安息日在那做买卖。
And so we can see before the walls were built, the people did not keep the Sabbath. They traded and bought and sold there.
他们挑担的东西在这个城外面。
And they brought their burdens outside the city wall.
结果你是不是把城门关起来了。
And Nehemiah shut the gates.
他们就只能住在睡在城外。
They can only sleep outside the city wall.
因为门关起来了。
Because the gate is shut.
你看这个门是进出的地方。
So the gate is actually going out and coming in.
这个进出说明了是活的。
And this going out and coming in tells us it is living, it is active.
这个进出告诉我们说这个见证乃是带得出去。
And so it tells us this testimony has to be brought out.
这个见证乃是个活的见证。
This is a living testimony.
所以城必须要有门。
So in the walls there must be the gates.
而这些门是所在。
And where the gates are,
乃是我们生活的面面。
And it is all the aspects of our daily living.
更好说是我们属灵生活的面面。
In other words, it is the...different aspects of our spiritual life and living.
所以当你看见这个城的建筑的时候
So when you see the building of the city wall,
那你就看见说每一个门都被建造起来
that each gate was also built.
而且很稀奇你看见这么仔细的记载
we can see how much detail it gives for this.
而它并不是告诉我们说城这个殿建造起来了
It did not say, oh, the temple was built.
这个城也建造起来了
And the city is built.
这个殿建筑起来的时候
and when the temple was built,
花了多少的时间
and how much time it was used,
这个城建造起来的时候
and when the city was built,
这个墙建造又花了多少时候
and how much time it took for the city wall to be up,
然后就完了
and then that's it.
在我们来说
to us,
那我们所需要的
all that we need,
那只知道殿建造起来
I just need the temple built,
城墙被建造起来
I need the city walls up,
那我们就够了
and that's enough.
但是圣灵就不是这样记载。
But that's not how the Holy Spirit recorded.
他就很仔细地给你看见说。
In much detail, the Holy Spirit tells us.
这里有个门，那里有个门。
There's a gate there.
谁建造这个门
And who built this gate?
谁也建造那个门
And who built that gate?
整个耶路撒冷城一共有十二道的门。
And then there were 12 gates in all of the city of Jerusalem.
在这第三章里面记载了十个门。
And there's 10 gates that's recorded here for us in chapter 3.
而你给你看这个每一个门是什么人在那修造。
And it shows us who built which gate.
每一个门都有每一个门的名的名字。
And there's a name to each gate.
什么叫做门？
What is a gate?
我刚才说乃是一个见证的一个活的表现。
It is a manifestation of a living testimony.
而每一个门没有告诉你多宽大。
And so the gates did not tell us how wide, how broad each gate is.
它没有给你看见每一个门标准的尺寸。
It did not tell us the dimensions or the standard of each gate.
我相信在建造要按照实际的光景。
Now, of course, there's also the practical aspect.
但是每一个门的宽大
But the dimensions of the gate
很显然要 说明了一件的事情
Very apparently that tells us
那是到底这个见证在我们的生活里面
So that when this testimony upon each one of us
我们有多大的度量
How much, how broad is our capacity, our measure
因为我们需要有立场
Yes, we must have our stand
我们需要有界限
And we must have a boundary
我们需要有保护
We must have protection
但是一面我们活着这个见证
But because it's a living testimony,
我们需要有度量
and we must have a broad measure, a broad capacity,
显在我们生活的当中
that is manifested in our daily living,
而让我们看见说
so it shows us,
这个见证不是死的
it is not a rigid testimony,
这个见证是活的
it is a living testimony,
活在什么属灵情况的当中
and what is the condition of that living testimony?
我的时间到了，没有办法每一个门都讲
now my time is almost up, I cannot go through each gate.
头一个门你看见
We see the first gate.
那是羊门
It is the sheep gate.
谁来建造这个羊门？
And who established this sheep gate?
乃是大祭司众祭司。
It is the high priest and the priest.
也可以简单说，祭司来建造这个羊门。
In other words, it is the priest who repaired this sheep gate.
为什么是这些祭司来建造这个羊门？
Why is it then the priest who established the sheep gate?
因为这个羊门是关系到这些祭司们。
Because the sheep gate has to do with the priest.
因为从这个羊门经过的这些羊。
Because the sheep that goes through the sheep gate.
并不是一般普通的羊。
It is not just any common sheep.
乃是为着带到经过这个门来到祭司的那里。
The sheep that goes through the sheep gate comes to the priest.
来让这个祭司们做了检验。
And so that the priest can examine each sheep.
然后来献给神的。
And these sheep are to be offered to God.
这些羊。
These sheep.
那是为着献祭的。
It is for sacrifice.
那是为着献在神的面前。
It is to be sacrificed to God.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So my dear brothers and sisters.
什么叫做羊的门呢？
What is the sheep gate?
羊的门最简单的告诉我们说。
Simply put, the sheep gate tells us.
乃是个奉献的门。
It is a gate of consecration.
我们本来是迷羊。
Now we are those sheep who have gone astray.
我们是被主召回来、拯救回来的羊。
We are the sheep that has been saved and also called back home by God.
从此我们有别于任何一个羊。
And so we are different from any other sheep.
我们是生命只配献在神的面前。
That our life as a sheep ought to be consecrated to God alone.
我们要经过这个羊门来到神的面前。
And we must go through this sheep gate too before the presence of God.
我们作为一个奉献的人。
That we are one who is consecrated.To him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters, this is the church.
这是神的见证。
This is the testimony of God.
神的见证在于什么？
And what is the testimony of God?
在于你我到底看重神的，这到底看重奉献有多少？
It depends on you and I, do we put any weight on our consecration?
到底我们把自己献上有多少
How much have we consecrated, given ourselves over to God?
虽然我们都明白
And even though we all know,
我们晓得什么叫做奉献
And we know what it means to consecrate ourselves.
在我们生活的当中
But in our daily living,
我们真实的奉献到底有多少
How much have we really consecrated to the Lord?
神的教会
Now the church of God,
这个的见证
This testimony,
乃是在于神的儿女
It depends on the children of God.
有多多少人愿意做个奉献的人呢
How many of God's children are willing to consecrate themselves to Him?
什么叫做奉献？我们都晓得。
What does it mean to consecrate?
我们乃是把我们整个人把它交给神。
We give ourselves wholly to God.
不再是我，乃是基督。
No longer I, but Christ.
不再由于我，乃是他。
No longer I, but Christ.
所以你看见教会有这么一句话。
So we can say in the church we say this.
神的见证教会就建造在这个时殉道者的血。
And so the church is built upon the blood of the martyrs.
为了什么?
Why?
因为他们是奉献的人
Because the martyrs are the ones who consecrated themselves wholly to God
他们不顾惜自己的性命
That even to the point of death
他们为着主的见证
And for the testimony of God
他们连命都倾倒了
That they would even give their life
所以这个奉献
So consecration
乃是首先的事情
It is the first matter
要叫神的教会能够被建造起来
And so that the church of God can be built
而叫神的见证能够被建造起来
And so that the testimony of God can be built.
今天神的教会所欠的
And so what is lacking in the church of God today
钱财的奉献
It is not a wealth consecration.
那是人的奉献
It is the consecration of the people.
今天神的教会所欠缺的
And what is lacking in the church today
那是你我对神的见证的委身
It is that we must give ourselves wholly into the consecration to God.
我们有多少人愿意这样摆上归主
How many of us are willing to give ourselves wholly to the Lord?
就才有多少见证的恢复
It is proportional.How much our testimony can be revived.
不是在乎道理有多少。
It is not how much doctrine we hold.
乃是在乎你我这个人奉献有多少。
It depends on how much you and I are willing to consecrate ourselves.
虽然我们懂得保罗的劝勉。
And so we know Paul's encouragement.
我也神的慈悲劝你们。
And so by the mercies of God.
将身体献上当作活祭。
I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice to God.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
It is holy, it is acceptable.
你们如此侍奉那是理所当然的。
It is our spiritual spiritual service of worship.
但是有多少人真的像保罗的劝勉所说的？
But how many of us are willing to give ourselves in this way as urged by Paul?
真是将身体献上当作活祭。
That we offer our bodies up as a living sacrifice.
你有问心自问。
Now we ask our own selves.
你我在神面前的审查。
Have we considered before God ourselves?
我也许曾经奉献。
Or perhaps I have given myself once.
但是我已经忘记了。
But I've forgotten about that.
我也许从来没有奉献过。
And I have never forgotten. I have never consecrated before. But now I must put myself on the altar.
我需要重新的奉献。
And once again, I renew my sacrifice.
只有在你我的心里归向神。
And only when you and I are turned toward God.
我们奉献自己。
And we offer ourselves up.
这个羊门被建造起来了
And the sheep gate then is built.
前面才能够 有路可以走啊
Then you can go on.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是头一个门被记载
This is the first gate that is recorded.
这是羊门
This is the sheep gate.
主说这就是见证
And the testimony
to God gave. 从羊门开始
Begins with the sheep gate.
从这个奉献开始
And from this consecration.
再往前一看就记载这个鱼门
And then we go on and see. We see the fish gate.
这个鱼门当然就是鱼送到这个城里面去的地方。
Of course, the fish gate is when they bring in the fish.
在新约里面，你看见那些主的门徒。
We can see all the disciples of the Lord.
这些门徒不少都是渔夫。
Many of them are fishermen.
他们放下了一切来跟从主。
They forsook their all to follow the Lord.
而这些人跟从主。
And these people that follow the Lord.
对他们说。
And the Lord says to them.
就是彼得说，我要叫你得人如得鱼啊。
God says to Peter, I will make you fishers.
许多时候人说什么叫鱼门啊
And so what is the fish gate?
鱼门就是传福音的门
The fish gate is a gate where you preach the gospel
鱼门就是福音的门
It is an evangelistic gate
不错有它的关系
Yes, it is connected
但是什么叫鱼门
But what is the fish gate?
这是跟随主的门
A fish gate is those who follow the Lord
没有来跟从我
Now, they come and follow me
就没有的人有的鱼
If you do not come and follow me, you cannot be a fish gate
没有我在那里
Only where I am
你们也在那里
And you there also
就没有下面的经历
And then you won't have the experiences to come if you do not follow the Lord
所以什么叫做鱼门
So what is the fish gate?
乃是这个奉献一切跟随主的人
The fish gate then follows the sheep gate You're one who consecrates you all and you follow the Lord
他们乃是跟随主的人
And they are those who follow the Lord
这个见证提醒我们
And so this reminds us
我们乃是一个跟随主的人
We are those who ought to follow our Lord
而什么叫做奉献
And what it means to consecrate
就是我跟着主我的主
Consecration means I follow my Lord
他们跟从了主
And they follow the Lord
主在哪里他们就在哪里
And wherever the Lord is there is his people
什么叫做接下来的古门、啊、
And what is the old gate
当然我们知道古老的门
Now the old gate that follows
从福音的角度那是古老的福音
That old gate that ancient gate it is an old story
因为我们所传讲的就是那太初的道
And that what we preach is in the beginning there was the word
那是那个亘古长存的我们的主
And it is an ancient one who forever lives our Lord himself
但是这个古门也是信仰的门
Now this old gate is also a gate of faith
它告诉我们这些人怎么来做主的见证
And it tells us how these are to be testimonies for God
那是要谨守那一次交付圣徒的证道
And it is to hold fast to theconfession of faith that is given to the saints.
我们不能够容许这交付给我们一次交付给我们真的被破坏了。
And so those who consecrate and follow themselves, they have to hold fast to this confession and not let this, which was given to them to be broken.
我们需要把这门重建起来。
We must repair this gate.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
每一个的门。
Each gate.
都有每一个的故事
has their own story
每一个门都有我们属灵生命的经历
and each of the gate have a spiritual experience that goes with it
每一个门摆在我面前就反映着我们今天属灵的光景
and each of the gate really reflects our spiritual condition today
与此同时每一个门都带给我们极大的盼望
at the same time each gate gives us great and bright hope
所以耶路撒冷这十二个门
and so all the gates of Jerusalem
都说出了我们属灵生活的面面
and really tells us of all the aspects of our spiritual living.
一切从奉献开始。
And so it all begins with consecration.
这是神的见证。
And that is the testimony of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
巴不得主的话。
May the word of God really impact, provoke our hearts.
巴不得神的话,
that the word of God,
圣灵在我们里面动工,
that the Holy Spirit will do His work in us.
巴不得主在我们里面做工的时候,
that when God does His work in us,
我们能够真实应作他的话被勉励,
that we will be encouraged by His word.
我们重新把自己放在祭坛上,
that once again we will place ourselves on the altar.
我们做一个实在跟随主的人,
that we will truly be one who follows the Lord.
持守神的托付给我们的,
to hold fast to what He has committed to us.
如此神的见证,
and then the testimony of God.
这个城墙在我们才能够被建造起,
then the city wall will be prepared by us.
我们恳求主帮助我们,
and we earnestly plead to the Lord to help us.
他施恩的手帮助我们,
that His good hand will be upon us.
来怜悯我们这些的人,
to encourage us all.
我们处在这幕后的日子,
and for us who live in these last days.
等候那金门打开,
and that we're waiting for the golden gate
to open. 再来,
that waiting for His return.
我们真巴不得,
and may it be,
我们主来的时候,
when our Lord returns,
他的教会都已经装饰整齐了,
His church will made herself ready.
那新城从耶路撒冷从天而降,
and that new city, the new Jerusalem, will come upon from heaven.
好像新妇都已经装饰整齐,
that the bride has made herself ready,
等候她的丈夫,
to wait for her groom.
我们恳求主他的灵做工,
and we earnestly plead for the Spirit to work.
好让我们一同在主面前再蒙恩典,
so once again we would receive grace.
在这前面的日子主留下给我们的日子当中,
and in the days ahead which the Lord will place us in,
我们能够做个如此警醒的人,
that we would be those who are alert, awake,
来活在主的面前,
to live in His presence,
来仰望等候主的再来,
to look and hasten His return.
求主恩待我们,
may the Lord be gracious to us.
那剩下的九个门,
now the other gates,
就交给这里长老们,
I entrust to the elders.
我相信他们会把你们一同带到每一个门上面。
I'm sure they will lead you into each gate.
求主恩待我们,
may the Lord be gracious to us.
我们低头祷告,
let us bow for a word of prayer.
主，我们求你用这里的话,
Lord, we pray that Thou would use Thy own word.
再次规模我们的思想,
once again form our minds.
主，我们求你用这里的话,
and may Thou use Thy words.
再次光照我们,
to enlighten us.
我们也求你用这里的话,
Lord, we pray that Thou will use Thy word once again to build us up. May it be that in these last days, Thy testimony once again will be made known in our midst.
不在我们的头脑里面,
not only in our mind,
不在我们的言语里面,
and not only in our lips,
乃在我们生活的实际里面,
but in reality in our daily living.
愿主施恩,
oh Lord, be gracious.
你赐福在座每一位的弟兄姊妹,
oh, deal kindly with each one of us.
你赐福我们每一个人,
bless each one of our homes.
纪念我们每个地方的聚会,
and remember each congregation.
你纪念我们每个侍奉你的人,
and remember all those who serve you.
好让我们在里面同蒙恩惠,
so that we all will receive grace from thee.
来等候你的日子,
as we await for thy day.
也来满足你的心,
that we would satisfy thy heart.
听我们的祷告,
listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名,
in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.